Peanut Louie joins us on Sports Byline. She's in the studio. I've known her ever since I came to San Francisco back in the 70s when I was a television sportscaster here. She won 14 junior national titles, was the top-ranked 16 and under tennis player in the United States. She made her professional debut at the U.S. Open, and in her 19-year career, she won 4 singles titles. And Peanut, the first thing I remember about you when I came to San Francisco was how small you were, and I couldn't put together big-time tennis and Peanut Louie. I mean, there's something wrong with that picture. Why were you able to play professional tennis as well as you were able to play it?
You know, I think back in those days, which is a long time ago now, you know, it was physically, the girls were just, you know, what, just more average size now versus, you know, pretty muscular, pretty athletic. And it wasn't really until Martina Navratilova really just changed the whole game by, you know, making it so physical. And, you know, everyone started getting a trainer, and it was kind of like if you didn't have a trainer and didn't kind of spend as much time off court working out as you did on court, you know, you were left behind. So it was really kind of just either start getting in shape and doing a lot of off court training, or you were going to be left behind.
You know, what's interesting is the fact that you followed the path that the Williams sisters did. You kind of grew up on the local courts. You played your tennis out in Golden Gate Park. You didn't play it at a country club. You didn't go to one of those tennis academies and everything. But you are Chinese American, and that's not something that you connect with the sport of tennis as well. Your whole family, all the kids played tennis. Tell me a little bit about how tennis came into your family's life.
I'm always very surprised, you know, how our family just ended up, every single one of, you know, I have 3 sisters and a brother, and we all ended up with tennis careers. My oldest sister, Marcy, played on the pro tour before me. She wasn't one of the originals with Billie Jean and Rosie, but she was like the second generation. And, you know, I asked my mom all the time, how did we all end up in tennis? And, it, you know, she just says it was just, you know, a great place to put the, you know, keep the kids busy and healthy and keep them out of trouble. And so just putting us in tennis, and she loved the game. So it was just something that she was just happy to see us be able to enjoy and give us that opportunity. And growing up in Golden Gate Park in those days was just such a, you know, fun place to, you know, spend our childhood. And we had a lot of other families out there, and all the kids, we would just be out there all day playing. And, you know, it was plenty safe back then. So, you know, just really glad that we were able to enjoy our childhood in, you know, public tennis courts and, you know, just great memories.
One of the things that surprises me a little bit is that if you think about Chinese family, the emphasis is usually on family and also on education. And I would think that maybe looking at something like sport, which is looked upon as a country club activity in some way, would be the antithesis about what Chinese families would think about the sport. Am I correct in that observation?
Oh, yes, very much so. And I tease my mom about that too, you know, because, you know, she was very, you know, serious about us getting a good education, you know, just, you know, work hard and you know, just, you know, maintain, you know, our schoolwork. But it's just, I think her love of the game, and it wasn't because she was a competitive tennis player growing up herself. It was really just a love of the sport. She grew up in Seattle, and her sister that's 2 years older than her, Amy, they came from a big family, and her and Amy would sneak out and play tennis whenever they could, just recreationally. And, you know, they had an older sister that would find that they were playing tennis and then just say, get off the tennis court. You should be back at the farm, you know, working or helping to watch the other siblings. So, you know, it was just my mom. You know, she was the one that got us out there every day. And, you know, being a parent of 2 kids myself, I mean, just I'm always, you know, I think back her dedication to getting us out there every single day. But in a good way, where it was, you know, a good push. It was just like, okay, you guys just have to practice hard, practice every day. And, you know, so I don't have any regrets for how many hours we spent on the tennis courts.
You know what also surprises me about it, and you know this as well as I do, that within the Chinese family structure, favored son. And yet it was the girls. I mean, your sister is the oldest in the family, and she was kind of the leader on this. And you don't think about, you know, daughters, no, you don't play tennis. You know, you go off and you do something else. Your mother was really a pioneer.
And, you know, it's so funny. And she was, you know, had She came of a family of 9 kids, too, and she was the only one that left Seattle. So I know my mom was really, you know, just kind of the renegade in a way. And actually, my brother, who's the second oldest, we always kid my mom that he is the favorite, the son that can do no wrong. But, you know, really, you know, our parents just treated us really equally, you know, and just everybody has to do their chores. Everybody has to help clean up. So, you know, although Marcy and I, you know, played on the pro circuit, it was just like, you know, we had to do just everything that our other siblings had to do, too.
How traditional was your father?
Very traditional.
I would think that would have been a problem for him as well then.
My dad, I mean, he's from China, and, you know, so to him, playing tennis was really just like, what is this? And just really kind of thought, my mom, you know, he would say, you know, give them a day rest. And, you know, I just remember my dad, you know, we're playing tournaments. He would come and support us, but in his own kind of old-fashioned way, if we were upset that we lost a match or anything, he would just like, you know, it's just a game. You know, to him, it was just a game. So it was like, you know, you don't need to cry or anything. So he had a really good perspective on it. And, you know, he just let my mom, you know, just really kind of drive that path for us. And, you know, very supportive, but in a definitely a different way. But very strict, you know, as in, you know, you didn't want to do anything that, you know, we would get in trouble for. So, you know, but I'm glad that they're very strict.
I was going to ask you about immigrant families tend to have high standards for their kids when they do anything. And was there that high standard? Were you guys pushed when it came to tennis?
You know, oddly enough, you know, because I know that stereotype too. And I know I think my mom was just, you know, just kind of happy that, you know, we, you know, had some talent in tennis. And it just was kind of a day-to-day process that, you know, kind of guided us. It was never like, okay, well, first of all, there wasn't like a pro circuit really to like, I want you to grow up and be a pro tennis player. It was just really her love for the game. She wanted us to work hard and, you know, do well. At the time, you know, I was just in juniors, and just day to day, just practice hard and just kind of let see where it leads us.
What about Marcy? Tell me a little bit about her as far as a tennis player and kind of being the leader of all of this, in a sense. I mean, she's kind of set the standard, I would assume.
Yeah, Marcy was, you know, I would say, you know, she's very shy in a way. And, you know, I just think, you know, for her to be the first one to experience pro tennis, you know, was very helpful for me. And, you know, she already, you know, knew, you know, the traveling, you know, who to see, you know, where we go, you know, here's, you know, U.S. Open, here's how we take this subway out to, you know, Forest Hills. So, you know, it was really nice for me to be able to kind of get a glimpse of what it's like through her, and watching her play with all those legends, you know, at Civic Center. And, you know, those players in her generation became kind of like older friends of mine by the time I joined the tour.
How old was she when she was playing professional tennis?
You know, back in those days, there really wasn't any 14, 15-year-old turning pro. You just really, the emphasis was on junior tennis, and that's, you know, everyone, all the strong players, you just stayed in juniors until, you know, because there wasn't a pro circuit out there. You know, so Marcy was one of the first, you know, that generation, Chris ever. You know, I remember watching her in junior. She didn't turn pro until, they finished their last junior tennis tournament. And so really, even my generation, no one really turned pro early until you were finished with your 18 and unders at nationals. And then, like Tracy Austin, you know, she turned pro early. Then it started to get younger and younger when the top juniors wouldn't stay in the juniors till they're 18 and unders. They would turn pro early.
It must have been lonely in a sense for her, because she did not have anybody to kind of show her along the way. I mean, there were no other Asian American players out on the tour. That must have been, was it dominating? I mean, if she didn't have the dominating personality, like you said, was she overwhelmed at any time?
You know, I think out there, you know, it was so international. She had friends from Japan, from Romania, from all over the world. And I think, you know, it was just a nice family environment out there on the tour. And you know, and I think they were all experiencing this new career together. and it was very low key. I mean, she would have some of her pro friends come out to Golden Gate Park and practice. And, you know, it was just a whole different experience than it is now. It was just very low key. So it wasn't, you know, I think although she was, you know, playing pro tennis and it was a new thing, that it was, I think first round prize money was so nominal. So it really, it wasn't about the money at all. It was just about, you know, trying to compete and see how you do and against these other pros.
Peanut Louie is with us in the studio, a retired American female tennis player. We'll talk about her career as well and about growing up on the public courts in San Francisco. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.